Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
I'm so excited for today's guest. I'm going to like jump up and show my face to the camera so she can give me a consult.
Dr. Roddy in episode 3 gave us major tips on finding the perfect plastic surgeon. Today is the day we're going to talk to Dr. Laura Devgan. She's famous.
She is like the hottest plastic surgeon.
I mean, she is incredible. We're going to take you through everything. Plastic surgery explained by the ages. Everything you need to know with celebrity plastic surgeon, Dr. Laura Devgan. Secrets plastic surgeons only tell their friends. This is what this episode is about, and I cannot wait. I have so many questions.
I got my pen ready.
Dr. Laura Devgan, she's one of the most highly regarded board-certified plastic surgeons in New York. She's an international lecturer, renowned industry consultant. She's an expert. She's an expert in all things surgery, injectables, face, breast, body. So I found her products, I guess it was a year ago, last summer in the Hamptons. I mean,
I love her version of the CE Ferulic is amazing.
It's incredible. It's C, B, and E Ferulic. It's incredible. Laura Devgan.
She's the founder and CEO of Dr. Devgan Scientific Beauty, and it's like real medical grade beauty products.
I mean, real.
It's the shit that works. And we are so excited to meet you.
We are so excited to have you on this podcast. We have really, I mean, it's a bucket list. And when we found you last summer, you sent your products to me and we literally have been obsessed ever since.
And then Tinks, our guest, one of our guests, talked about you and just raved about her baby Botox.
I love Tinks.
Who is Dr. Laura Devgan? We know you, and probably most of the people who are listening on this podcast know you, but we kind of want to take it back and get kind of who you are. You're one of the most highly sought after plastic surgeons in the country, both here and literally internationally. I mean, how did you get here?
And you're kind of smart.
And
Yale,
you're kind of smart.
Johns Hopkins, Columbia. I mean, so just as a little sidebar.
Yeah.
Well, I am Dr. Laura Devgan. I'm a plastic surgeon based in New York City, and I'm the founder and CEO of Dr. Laura Devgan Skincare, a medical grade skincare line, which you may see out and about at Sephora, Net-a-Porter, Violet Grey, coming soon to Saks, really all over.
I use the Ferulic at home. I buy it and use it.
Yeah, the C, B, and E, it literally is the balm and the hyaluronic. So good.
You guys are so sweet. Well, I am so excited to be chatting with you guys. So my life is really about my work. First and foremost, I split my time between my plastic surgery practice, where I really focus on a combination of surgical and non-surgical procedures for the face, breast, and body. And I think I'm probably most well known for my concept of facial micro-optimization.
Wait, hold on. Tell us what. Wait, say that one more time.
So I've kind of coined this term facial optimization that has become a little bit of a big deal in my world. And facial optimization is the unique combination of surgical and non-surgical procedures that together can make you really look like the best version of yourself. And so whenever you see a celebrity or a public figure and you kind of look at them and you're like, wow, they look unusually attractive. Did they or didn't they? And what is going on? Maybe it's a facial optimization that's going on.
And what does that involve?
Facial optimization is really what I think of as the harmonization of somebody's unique facial features using a combination of injectables, resurfacing procedures, sometimes surgical procedures to improve the balance and proportion and harmony of somebody's face. So I think in previous eras, plastic surgery was really this cookie cutter kind of field where you wanted to make everyone have big pillowy cheeks and puffy lips and Instagram face. And now one of the things I really focus on is leaning into the individuality and uniqueness of the features of the face and breasts and body and everything to allow people to be their own kind of beautiful, kind of on their own terms. And kind of specifically what I'm talking about is, you know, maybe if you have a little genetic asymmetry of your eyebrows, maybe it's something simple, like we're using Botox in a way to make the eyebrow arch more symmetrical. Or maybe we're using injectable filler to do a non-surgical rhinoplasty or profile balancing. And that's where we use injectable filler as if it's a surgical cartilage graft to create a pretty balanced contour change of the nose and chin in order to have better harmony of the face without undergoing an invasive surgical procedure. Or maybe we would do something like a little elegant mini facelift where the incisions are hidden behind the ear and under the chin to keep the scars off of the face, or a temporal brow lift or buccal fat pad excision to improve the contour of the cheekbone and jawline. So, you know, plastic surgery today is very different than the way the media thinks about it and the way it's packaged kind of on E! Entertainment television, where you think about it as this kind of exaggerated caricature of a field. So I really focus on a super niche, natural approach to an extremely misunderstood field.
A lot can happen at the dinner table when you're a mom of three. Kids are crazy. Crazy, especially mine, and honestly hard to please when it comes to food. Here at the Stuber household, and I know the Gormley household, we all love having family dinners because I love all the time we get to spend together as a family. We do rose and thorn. We take time preparing the meal. We talk, but it's hard. There are downsides of preparing the meals, how expensive it is to feed everyone and trying to please everyone with the dinner choice. It's the end of 2021, and we're all looking for ways to improve in the new year. On this podcast, we talk a lot about health and healing, and I think it's fair to say that we all want to eat better and live more sustainably. But to be honest, it can be hard to know where to start. So I am so excited to tell you guys a little bit about Simple Feast. I started using it, I guess now a couple of months ago. It is a meal delivery service that takes all the hard parts out of eating a delicious meal. It is 100% organic, locally sourced, plant-based meals weekly. You get three of these meals weekly, plant-based. So again, you can add any proteins you want later, but this is making sure that your family is fed three plant-based meals a week. And let me tell you, every meal is absolutely delicious. They are all thoughtfully designed by chefs to balance maximum flavors and maximum health. And I'm telling you guys, it is not easy to get your kids to eat plant-based meals, and they have done just this with a Simple Feast. The creamy roasted garlic, sun-dried tomato, and spinach orzo is absolutely to die for. My kids also love the pan-fried tofu. They don't even know it's tofu, with brown rice and katsu sauce. And yes, I said that. My kids have loved their meals. And did I mention there is a little prep? All the meals are ready in 20 minutes. 20 minutes, people. Okay, now it's your turn. Discover their amazing weekly menus today and receive $35 off your first box with promo code LIPSTICK. Go to www.simplefeast.com/US to learn more. That's simplefeast.com/US, S-I-M-P-L-E, feast.com/US to get 3 delicious meals in your first meal kit with $35 off at simplefeast.com using promo code LIPSTICK. That's simplefeast.com and promo code LIPSTICK, LIPSTICK, for $35 off your first box. I'm telling you guys, you're going to love it. It's healthy and delicious, and my kids and family love it.
As a parent, do you ever wish someone could just whisper some realistic and trustworthy support in your ear and not make you feel awful for not having all the answers? Well, that's what I'm here for. I'm Dr. Aliza Pressman, developmental psychologist, parent educator, clinical professor, and I'm a mom. My goal is to make your parenting journey less overwhelming and a lot more joyful. Please join me every Friday for new episodes of Raising Good Humans.
This is why we wanted to have you on, because we believe that just looking like yourself, but your best self, and you know, plastic surgery, it has gotten the rep of vain, superficial, and how can you be of a person of substance and still care about what you look like or still get all of this work? And like, she and I agree with you. We feel that, so what if you want to do a little bit of this or a little bit of that? If that makes you feel and look better, ultimately, why not? I mean, again, this isn't a podcast to promote plastic surgery, but this is a podcast to connect with doctors like yourself that can explain that, so what? You can invest in yourself and that is still okay.
I think that you said it so well. I mean, the last thing I would want to do is to try to promote plastic surgery. You know, even though I'm a plastic surgeon and that may seem counterintuitive, if you're listening to this thinking, you know, this is definitely not my speed, then I think that's completely fine. I think that what I do is not for everybody. But I do think that for so long, we have dichotomized human beings. And let's be honest, really mostly women, because society is still so anti-feminist and so disproportionately cruel toward women, where we've given everyone this message that either you're born beautiful, looking like, you know, Molly Sims, like either you look like you belong on the cover of a magazine, or you're just sort of condemned to be somebody who is less than, and you're kind of in the back row and you shouldn't care about how you present to the rest of the
world.
It's
the expectations.
That's just not realistic. You know, it's part of the human condition to want to present your best self to the world, whatever that means to you, whether that means working on your abs at the gym or coloring your gray hair or wearing a certain kind of cool sneaker or wearing a certain color that looks good with your hair. And I think that's just who people are. Ever since Narcissus looked at his reflection in a puddle, humans have been trying to feel a little bit better about themselves. And that's always the way it's going to be. Plastic surgery is actually a very academic, intellectual, serious field. And its roots are in complex reconstruction of the face, breast, and body. And, you know, burn wound reconstruction, cancer reconstruction, facial fractures, congenital anomalies, face transplants, hand reconstruction, tendon repair, nerve repair, all of these things are plastic surgery. And that's the bread and butter of what we do. You know, if your finger gets chopped off in a tragic accident, or if you need your, you know, facial bones repaired because you're in a devastating car accident, or if your, you know, friend or family member or you have breast cancer and you need your body rebuilt, a plastic surgeon is the person who's on the other end of the scalpel. And while we do those reconstructive operations, part of restoration of identity is also helping people who are normal and healthy, who also
want to feel better about themselves,
feel a little bit better. And, you know, there's no price tag that you can put on confidence and wanting to kind of walk with a little pep in your step. And I think that it's too easy and too obvious to reduce each other and ourselves to saying, oh, if you care about the fine lines on your forehead, then you're an airhead. Because what's wrong with wanting to feel a little bit good about yourself?
Exactly. So what do most women, most of the patients that walk in to see you at your office in New York City, what do they come for? Like, what are the top fixes or help that they're looking for when they come to you?
Yeah, what's our plastic surgery trends, Dr. Laura?
Surgically, most of what I do is facelift, eyelid surgery, and breast augmentation.
So wait, hold on. So let's talk with the facelift. So Is it a full face? Like, is the scars behind the neck? Is it just a tuck? Is it everything?
Yeah. So, I mean, the trend is toward tiny little things. So smaller procedures at younger ages, more discreet incisions. You know, we're trying to keep everything hidden. So incisions off the face, under the chin, behind the ears, you know, doing little tiny procedures like a little finesse eyelid surgery or a little tightening of the jawline. These kinds of things done at younger ages will look a little bit more natural and discreet if they're done a tiny bit earlier.
When should women kind of start to think about getting that mini thing done?
It can be women and men. About 15% of my practice is men, just throwing that out there. And I think it really is more about your anatomy than your age, and it's more about how you feel than anything else. So you should really think about what you're feeling, not anything else. And, you know, patients in my practice have ranged from late 30s to late 80s. A typical age might be like 40s, 50s, 60s, but it really is more about your genetics, your tissue quality. If you have more than a centimeter of pinchable laxity at the midface, the jowl, or the neck, those are indicators that something that injectables will not alone get rid of.
We're pinching our face.
And those are kind of like the big surgical things. You know, the other surgical thing that I'm doing a lot of is very tiny, discreet, small volume breast augmentation. And so I think in the past, large breasts were a big thing. And now people, there's a huge trend toward like tiny fashion breasts. So I think that's a big deal for people. Where, you know, it's just, again, like the restoration of what happens when you breastfeed or get pregnant and you have little fluctuations in your weight. And the same with eyelid surgery, where people don't want to look bug-eyed and odd looking, and they don't want their identity and shape of the eyes to change. They just want to be a little bit brighter and a little less hooded. But the other half of my professional life, half, sometimes more than half, is, and becoming more than half, is my company, Dr. Lara Devgan Scientific Beauty, which is my medical grade skin care and beauty company. And I've really brought all of my clinical focus from my practice into the skincare. And our peptide eye cream uses phytopeptides or plant-based antioxidant and peptide ingredients to help improve the turgor and skin quality of the delicate tissue around the eyes. And it's almost like the equivalent of increasing the thread count of your sheets. But if you have a lumpy mattress, increasing the thread count of your sheets is only going to do so much. You really need to smooth out the mattress. So it's a great product, but it's not realistic for an eye cream, even a superb, superior eye cream, to get rid of puffiness, darkness, or excess skin. I really think it's a false claim when people say things like that. So truly, I love our peptide eye cream. I think it's amazing. Actually, when it first launched at Sephora last year during the pandemic, it for a time was the top ranked eye cream in all of Sephora. And it like outranked La Mer and Shiseido and La Prairie and all of these like zillion year old heritage brands, which was truly a coup for me because, you know, eye cream is the most competitive SKU in the beauty cream market. And so it's a great product.
Thanksgiving is over, so it's finally socially acceptable to get ready for December holidays, right? You've all heard me confess early that I've already been wearing my holiday PJs even before Thanksgiving. Well, I'm here again to confess my obsession with Print Fresh. It's awesome. I found it back in the summer, and I love them. I love their prints. I love that they're bold and beautiful, and they always combine nature into their prints. They have everyday prints, holiday ones. They are seriously the perfect gift. I've already given a pair a little early to my kids' teachers, and they were obsessed with them. I have the Antelope Forest in Ruby. Those are the ones I was wearing in Miami, if you guys were following me. I've also been eyeing the Candy Cane Striped Pajama Set with the matching eye mask. The pattern is a mix of red, green, and white stripes, making it the perfect, not cheesy holiday pajamas. I love all their prints because they're chic and not your typical holiday prints. They're so soft. They're 100% organic. Their size range is so inclusive. They have all sizes from extra small to 6X, making them the easiest and chicest gift. 100% organic and will last you forever. And as I told you before, I'm still not over it. I love me some free shipping and exchanges, two more reasons why they are the perfect gift for the holiday season. PrintFresh is a woman-owned, operated luxury sleepwear brand with inclusivity and sustainability in mind. I want their prints to be like wallpaper. They're so beautiful. Because you are listeners of the Lipstick on the Rim, head over to printfresh.com and use code LIPSTICK for 15% off your first order. Head over to printfresh.com and use code LIPSTICK for 15% off your first order. Now is the time to stock up with this 15% off discount for your holiday gifts or for yourself. And yes, I already got myself another pair. You guys have heard Emisha and I talk about the amazing cult favorite skincare line before, Osea. That's O-S-E-A. And yes, we have been obsessing for the past few months about their Undaria Algae Body Oil. It is a cult favorite and a celebrity favorite for years. Okay, when it comes to gift gifting, they have a ton of great gift set options at different price points, and they all look and feel super luxurious. Okay, you guys can get their bestseller discovery kit for only $40. You get to try all their must-have products. They have body scrubs, wellness products. It's so good, and it is an award-winning skincare line. They also have the Undaria Algae Body Oil Duo for $84, which honestly is my favorite because it comes with their scrub and body oil, making it an at-home spa set to gently exfoliate and deeply nourish. The best part about gifting Osea is that they almost don't even need to be wrapped. The glass packaging is so beautiful on its own. It's sustainable, and honestly, it looks good on any vanity or in any bathroom. I have been getting so many compliments over the last few months from their body oil that it has literally transformed my skin. It supercharges your skin with its unmatched moisture. So I was a little skeptical about using a bottle of it because I don't really like that feeling of sticky or oily, but I promise you Osea's body oil leaves your skin feeling luxurious, rich, not greasy or sticky, and it absorbs beautifully into the skin. Okay, for our listeners, we got you guys 10% off your first order with promo code LIPSTICK at oseamalibu.com. That's O-S-E-A. MALIBU.com. You'll also get free samples with every order so you guys can try a few things. Over $50, you get free shipping. Gifting, it's always easier if you start early. So head to oseamalibu.com. That's O-S-E-A Malibu, MALIBU.com and use code LIPSTICK. Enjoy your holiday shopping.
I have a very dear girlfriend of mine back home who has gone to see you, and she came to visit me. I actually live in Summit, New Jersey, and she came out and visited me one day, and I looked at her and I said, we call each other Rose, and I said, Rose, you look amazing. And she goes, I just saw Dr. Devgan. And I said, what? I go, what did she do to you? And she told me that you did something, and I'd love for our listeners to hear this because I was riveted, and I clearly am not going to explain it properly, but she said that you did something where you spun her blood and then also microneedled Botox into her forehead. And I got to tell you, I'm going to let Dr. Devin explain, but I have known Rose for, you know, close to 20 years, and she's turning 40 in like a day, and she has never looked better.
So we need to know the procedure.
I need to know what it was.
Microneedling Botox.
Maybe do it myself, and we need to hear about it. So tell us everything.
Okay, well, that's gold microinfusion, microneedling.
That's it.
And this is a procedure where I use a customized cocktail of Botox, our hyaluronic acid serum from my skincare line, which Molly has
right here.
And platelet-rich plasma, or PRP, which is a blood product derivative. And we draw your blood, spin it in a centrifuge, separate out the platelet-rich plasma, or PRP, which is rich in growth factors, and then combine that with Botox and hyaluronic acid. And then that cocktail gets put in a sterile single-use device that has dozens of hollow bore gold needles that are spring-loaded. And then those are then used on the surface of the skin, all over the entire surface of the skin. So not just the forehead, but the forehead, cheeks, nose, chin, everywhere on the entire face and even neck. And that cocktail is delivered 500 microns deep into the dermis in order to give the skin a very beautiful glass skin appearance. So sometimes people call this a Botox facial or a glass skin facial.
She had glass skin.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. It makes you look poreless and smooth.
Yeah, I have to tell you, that's the way I would describe it. She looked glass-like.
First of all, the microneedling stimulates collagen production. Second, the PRP is rich in growth factors, so it ramps up the stem cell activity, so it gives you kind of this little boost in your skin. Third, the hyaluronic gives a juiciness to the skin quality, so that teenager juicy skin. And then fourth, micro droplet Botox in the dermis will shrink the piloerector muscles, which are those little muscles at the base of your hair follicles that when you're cold, they'll stand on end and, you know, make you look like you have your hair standing up. So when those shrink, you get the shrinking of the pore size appearance. So those are basically the mechanisms of action of this treatment. It lasts for about 3 months. So patients who love it will do it about 4 times a year.
And does it actually, like, will it get diminished like the same way the lines that I would get from a full Botox treatment? Can I expect that or not as much? Would I still need a full Botox treatment on top of that?
Yeah, it's different. It's different from intramuscular Botox. So you would still do
a regular.
Let's talk body. You're seeing more and more women. You were talking about like the breast augmentation. When can we like, I know every one of my friends were like, I just want to get the little back fat. Oh. I want to just get
the bra fat bulge.
Or under the arms. And as we all know, the scars are pretty bad. Is there anything women can do, even just a little bit, that can help in those like really tough, stubborn areas besides working out, nutrition, sleeping, drinking water?
Yes. So I would say there are kind of two categories of treatments. Non-surgically, we can do an injection called deoxycholic acid or Kybella to permanently dissolve fat in those areas. And that is nice because it's non-invasive. It takes about 6 to 8 weeks to fully work. And it can be used to dissolve tiny stubborn pockets of fat in the arms, the axillary rolls like the armpits or the bra rolls in the back. It's most commonly used in the double chin area, but I've used it really anywhere on the body.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The other thing that you can do is, you know, tiny liposculpture. So very tiny, small volume liposuction. And with modern liposuction techniques, the scars can be as small as 3 millimeters. So extremely teeny, teeny, tiny. And they can be hidden in very discreet locations. So inside your armpit, you know, inside your belly button, in the pubic hair line. So in locations where you're not staring right at them. But I do agree with you that an arm lift or brachioplasty, for example, has a very noticeable scar that's not acceptable to many patients. And that's an operation that it's a very special case when someone can tolerate that scar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't tolerate the scar, but I could tolerate a 3 millimeter. I mean, I could do a 5 millimeter at that point. Okay, so in terms of body treatments, actually, no, hold on. Can I ask you one? I've got so many questions. Hold on. Lasers for the face, do you believe them in them? I suffer from melasma, hyperpigmentation. Like, do you like more peels? Do you like, I know we like our microneedling glass facial, but what would you suggest?
So with skin concerns, it's typically a multimodality approach. So you want to do a lot of different things, but I love for a deep resurfacing an erbium laser, which is a very effective ablative laser that will really help denude the top layer of the epithelium, or really kind of, it's like a control alt delete for your skin. It'll take off that top layer of skin that is a little bit damaged. It'll help you with fine lines, hyperpigmentation, textural issues, and improve the luster and skin quality and evenness of your skin. There are a few days of downtime. Depending on how much downtime you have, you can go way up on the settings and blast the skin or be a little bit more mild so that you have less downtime. But that is really, I think, the new gold standard in laser resurfacing. There are also more moderate lasers. Intense pulsed light is a great modality. I think chemical peels are certainly able to play a role. Topicals help a lot. I almost think about it the way we think about caring for our teeth, where your daily topical skincare regimen with like hyaluronic and peptide eye cream and SPF in the morning, vitamin C, BE ferulic, retinol, bakuchiol, resveratrol night cream at night, that's kind of like brushing and flossing. And then your twice a year professional teeth whitening, that's sort of like your laser and microneedling treatment. You need to do the work every single day in order to have a really effective twice a year clinical reset of your skin. And if you're not so great at your daily brushing and flossing, it's going to be a little miserable when you go to the dentist. But if you're really good every day, then when you go to the dentist, it's going to be a breeze.
The laser that you were talking about, is that similar to Fraxel?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit better, actually. Fraxel is short for a fractionated CO2 laser. So a fractionated laser means that it gets every other square of your skin. So sort of like in a checkerboard pattern, all of the white squares. And an ablative resurfacing laser will get every single square, but in a little bit of a more specific way. So rather than getting every other square more generally and more aggressively, it will get every square, but more specifically. So it's at once better, but less downtime.
I want it. I want it too. I'm going to ask you straight up. You're stunning and you obviously take great care of your skin. So what are your favorite treatments? What do you do? Because you have the cheekbones, you have the glow, you have everything. So what do you do to yourself? But like, what are your favorites that, you know, what could make us look like you?
I do all the things.
I love that.
I do. I really practice what I preach. And, you know, for a while I felt a little embarrassed to admit that, but, you know, I wouldn't want to go to somebody who didn't believe in what they did. And to be honest, that's my barometer for whether or not I would offer something to my patients. If I wouldn't do something for myself, then it's not something that I would find suitable for my patients. And, you know, granted, I'm not every human, so I don't literally need every single thing, but kind of that is my litmus test. If a treatment is not something that I would personally do on myself or a close family member or friend, then, you know, if for whatever reason the cost benefit analysis or the risk analysis doesn't add up, then it's not something that I would do for my patients, because I want to always treat the people in my practice with that kind of kindergarten golden rule. So in terms of what I do for myself, I mean, I do all the things. I do judicious injectables. I maintain my Botox and fillers. I do 4 times a year gold microinfusion, microneedling. Twice a year, I do erbium laser resurfacing on a relatively mild setting because I have a little bit more olive undertone in my skin. So you have to really be mindful of your own complexion. And as with everything in medicine and surgery, treatments really, truly must be customized. So it's not one size fits all. I'm very obsessive about my skincare regimen. So I obviously love my own products. So right now I'm wearing my Platinum Lip Plump, Extreme Lengthening Mascara.
Do you have a good lash booster? Is that, I remember Tinks talking about it.
This one right here?
No, that's the mascara.
Our Platinum Long Lash is so good. Yeah. So our Platinum Long Lash is one of the best-selling eyelash serums.
Serums. Yeah, that's what I need.
I didn't know that.
I need a serum. I need the serum.
It's an all-natural-based eyelash serum that you can also use on your brows. And it's made with phytopeptides and vitamin B derivatives to just help the lashes be healthier and like be really luscious and beautiful. And then I use our long lash on top of that. I use it on my brows too. And then I'm like on my skin every morning. I can go through my exact regimen, but I use my hyaluronic serum, peptide eye cream, SPF BB cream, SPF concealer and dusting powder. And then I have a couple of other makeup products that I like. Like I like the Chanel eyeliner and brow pencil. And then at night, I used to get really bad hyperpigmentation because this summer my kids started surfing. So I was out there with them. My husband and I grew up in Santa Monica. And so we went out there a bunch and my husband and I were like doing the surf lessons with my kids. And so I got so hyperpigmented and I had to really work through it. And it really saved me with our vitamin CB, ferulic, and retinol bakuchiol microdermabrasion scrub.
So we had a whole episode dedicated to winter skincare. We said goodbye to dry, dehydrated, dull winter skin and hello to soft, glowing, hydrated winter skin. Well, the same goes for your hair. Okay, people, get ready. I'm here today to talk about dehydrated winter hair. The dry air literally has sucked all the moisture out of my hair, leaving it dry and brittle and kind of sad. But have no fear, we have found the perfect cure. Don't let the cold weather leave your locks dry and brittle. The leave-in conditioner from Way is amazing. Mark my words, it will be your hydration hero this winter. I promise you guys, you will love it. It conditions, detangles, and leaves hair smooth, shiny, and manageable. I use it on myself and all three of my children, and I promise you, it's chic, it's beautiful, and it works. My hair has definitely needed a reset. I do a lot of color during the winter. It definitely gets a little bit more dry and brittle. At the same time, when I'm doing my color, it adds to even more damaged hair. I'm telling you, their leave-in conditioner is incredible. It protects my hair from heat, dryness, and frizz. Honestly, wash it, do a little detangler, let it dry. It's so good. You can also use it after you use a mask. Way has an incredible mask. It's so hydrating and moisturizing, and it doesn't break when you're trying to brush your hair. And it smells amazing. It has notes of bergamot, violet, white musk. You know I'm not a big scent person, and it smells incredible. It's color safe, cruelty free. Honestly, the Way for healthier hair is the Way. Best-selling leave-in conditioner. See what I did there? You guys like it. Okay. Discover a new way of life with cruelty, sulfate, and paraben-free hair care, body, and fragrance products from Way. Honestly, Jen Adkin, her whole line is incredible. Go to theway.com. That's theouai.com and use code LIPSTICK to get 15% off your entire purchase. You guys are going to love this line. That's 15% off your entire order at theway.com. theouai.com, code LIPSTICK.
So can we talk about, this is my hero product from you, the CBNE Furelix System. This is the best product for exactly what she's talking about. Hyperpigmentation, melasma, brightening. I too am trying to take a few surf lessons with my children. Not going so well, but this has made a huge difference. So this is not just C, it's not just B, it's not just E. Will you explain like why this is like, you can't even get this on Net-a-Porter right now?
Yeah, it keeps selling out on Net-a-Porter. It's like, we can't keep it in stock. It's a really amazing product. I think it's, you know, humbly, in my humble opinion, I think it's the best one out there. It's not just any one of those ingredients. It's the combination of all of them. And I think you really get the additive benefit of all of the ingredients together. And to top it all off, it's in a base of a mixed molecular weight hyaluronic acid. So it also gives you like a little extra hydration boost, and it allows those products to penetrate into your dermis really well. So, and it's also not so common to get a vitamin C, B, E, ferulic acid serum that also has meaningfully high percentages of those ingredients, as well as vitamin B derivatives. So I know that with skincare, it's a very opaque world. And I think even when I was in medical school, I didn't totally understand the nuances of skincare because it's such a niche thing. But what people don't tell you is that you can label a product kind of whatever you want as long as it has trace ingredients in it. It doesn't have to have a meaningful percentage of the ingredients in it. And one of the things that I differentiate my products with is having meaningful, clinically active percentages of ingredients in the products. And, you know, I still work full-time despite having a large skincare company, and I'm a real legitimate board-certified plastic surgeon. And so I live and breathe this, and I have hundreds of patients a week who I operate on, take care of, and inject and treat, who I have to answer to, who use my products. So they can't be fake products.
No, they have like a lot of actives, and you know, it's true efficacy. Like that's why I think it keeps selling out. It's not just like buy it once. It works because you have great actives that have efficacy. That brings me to a really good question that we got asked from our listeners. Can you share a few tips you wish every patient knew before they come to see you?
Yes. Tip number one is that any intervention you make in the world of plastic surgery has to come from a place of yes. It has to come from a place of happiness and fulfillment. We all go through periods of ups and downs in our lives where we're feeling a little good or bad about ourselves. And a lot of times people will, you know, have a relationship end badly, or they'll lose a job, or they'll have, you know, significant other or somebody meaningful pass away, or something really terrible will happen, and they're just feeling really bad about themselves. And I would say that those times when you're feeling super low are actually not a time to come and see me or someone like me. Mm-hmm. Those are a time to feel the feelings and do the work emotionally and mentally and kind of process. And when you're feeling back to normal and back to baseline and you're feeling pretty good about yourself and regular again, then you come and think about something that's bothering you. When you're feeling very emotional, it can be very tricky to think about making a big change to your physical appearance. So that's my tip number one, because plastic surgery is a small intervention for a physical situation. It's not going to get somebody to fall in love with you. It's not going to get you a new job.
Yeah.
It's not going to make you happy if you're not feeling happy. It's going to make you look a little bit better and make you feel a little bit more confident. But there's a huge degree of a risk for body dysmorphia. And you want to just make sure that you feel whole and rational before you seek an intervention like this, so that you keep your head in the right space. So that's my number one tip.
And that's a great point. Do some people who come, you know, we talked to Dr. Roddy Ravon about this a little bit. Like, sometimes people will come to see a plastic surgeon to lose weight, right? And it's interesting because they think like, oh my God, I'm going to do this procedure and I'm going to lose all this weight and I'm going to look better. But in fact,
you need to lose weight before you can
you
get the plastic surgery.
You need to lose weight before you get the actual surgery.
Like he said, that to get the results you want, you actually need to do the work first. And then we can make you look better.
I agree with that also. Yeah. So, you know, similarly, you know, you should be kind of at your physical and mental prime prior to doing a procedure. So you should be at your very close to your goal weight, kind of at your baseline.
Yeah.
Prior to doing intervention. The second thing I was going to say is that, you know, plastic surgery is medicine and not magic. And so my second tip is to think of any intervention as an improvement over baseline, not as a shortfall from perfection. So if you're thinking about, you know, your jowl being a little saggy, you want to think about your outcome as it being straighter, not as it being, you know, still not perfectly straight. And it's more of like a headspace thing, because I think with social media and getting bombarded with so many face-tuned and filtered images and just kind of the way selfie culture and Instagram culture has become, it can become a little destabilizing for people to think about plastic surgery as like, you know, picking your ideal face and body out of a catalog. And that's not exactly how it works. So that was the other thing that I was going to say, is just to stay anchored in reality.
I actually have a question for you, because you said 15% of your practice is men. What do men come in for primarily? And then do you ever have men coming in? Because I did see in our notes here about
a lot of men
hair
come
transplants.
To see you.
Do you do that? What does that look like? Because I do think that's something that a lot of men have done, and it's come a long way. So I'd be curious, because a lot of our listeners have their spouses, or maybe some of our listeners are men. I don't know.
So male patients come in for a variety of reasons. I would say some of the most common things men come in for are the lower third of the face, like the jawline mm-hmm. and chin. And that is so important on a male face, because the lower third of the face for a man is like the power of the face. There have been these studies that show that, like, on the Forbes 400 list, most of the male faces on that list have a stronger than average mandible and chin. So it's very interesting, because people think that there's a testosterone dependence to the lower third of the male face. And that's borne out in some medical literature. Like if people have a higher than average testosterone level or DHT level or growth hormone level, they'll have a little bit of a stronger jawline, gonial angle, and menton projection. And so a lot of male patients, without really realizing the science behind it, will come in and they'll want this Brad Pitt or Henry Cavill jawline, just like that strong masculine feeling down here. So a lot of men want to talk about that and their neck. And then a lot of men want to talk about hair transplantation, because the hair is one of those things that when it goes away can really make a male patient feel a little bit less like themselves. It can be very stressful. It's almost like, you know, the way many women, like all three of us, we have long hair. We have this relationship with our hair, presumably, where it's so much a part of our lives. A lot of men have that too, even though their hair can be shorter sometimes. So I do a lot of hair transplantation, and I do single follicular unit extraction hair transplantation, which is basically a modern version of hair transplant, where we take single hair follicles from the dense areas of the scalp in the back, the occipital scalp back here, and then separate them out, and one single hair at a time, or one or two hairs at a time, put them back into the front of the scalp or in the areas that are bald. And we can arrange them very beautifully so that we're matching the pattern of hair growth. So like the unique whirl and swirl of a cowlick.
And how long does that take you? That would take, I mean, days, I would feel like.
It takes a long time. It can take like, you know, 5 to 10 hours, but it's a very beautiful procedure. Patients are very happy with it. And then male patients also are sometimes concerned with things like liposculpture. So like abdominal etching.
Stuber's going to come to you for that. I want him to, I want Stuber to get abdominal etching. I don't know what it is, but it sounds amazing.
Sounds good though, right?
It sounds like, so good. Oh my God, we're getting the wrap it up sign, but I can't wrap it.
I know, I don't want to stop talking to you.
I can't wrap it up, but hold on. We do have a little bit of rapid fire before we let you go. Do you like texting or talking on the phone?
Texting.
What's your go-to cocktail?
A Bellini.
What is the color of your toothbrush?
White.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
If you were invisible, where would you go?
Good question. I'd go everywhere. I would just go everywhere.
Most underrated beauty product?
Retinol Bakuchiol Serum.
Can you touch your toes without bending your legs?
Yes.
What's your ideal outside temperature?
71 degrees. Perfect Santa Monica weather.
Morning or night?
Night.
New York or LA?
Oh, tough one. My two homes. New York.
Paris or Italy?
Italy.
Yeah, me too. No, I love Paris. What is your biggest pet peeve?
People who don't try hard.
Dr. Laura Devgan, if you could tell your 10-year-old self, give your 10-year-old self a little piece of advice, what would it be?
I would tell my 10-year-old self that it is going to be okay. I spent a lot of time when I was a kid, child, adolescent, teenager, 20-something, stressing about how it was going to all turn out. And I think that's sort of the type A person's prerogative. And maybe it would not have turned out well if I didn't do that. So it may be a self-fulfilling prophecy. But I wish I had known that it's okay to not know where the path is leading you. You know, we focus so much, especially in these type A childhood moments, and, you know, all these extracurricular activities and AP classes and all of this stuff, we focus so much on what the next thing is going to lead to, that there were many times when I was worried that I didn't know what I wanted from life. And I think I would have wanted to know that it was okay to not always know.
Oh my God, you're amazing.
You're amazing. And I'm also equally distracted by your cheekbones. Sorry.
I'm equally distracted by your looks and your cheekbones and your teeth and your just here. But you guys, I just wanted to say one thing. This is a woman who, I know we focused on her career and Yale and Johns Hopkins, Columbia,
in her ultimate badass of a career. But I just want you guys to know she's, I don't know if you're happily married, but you are married and you have six amazing children.
Six.
And so I knew that from my manager. And I just, yeah, that's incredible. And
I am happily married. I married a guy who I really love and I still love him so much.
See, you do have it all. And I know I'm not going to answer this, how do you balance it all? But that's another podcast. But another six children, holy shit, I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
You live in Manhattan. I
busted out after three. I left last year. That was it for me, but.
We have six between us. I have three. Amisha has three. You're amazing.
We have a play date.
Oh my God. We will have a play date. I will see you next week. And the next week, I'll see you in surgery. I'm so, I can't even stand it. I've literally put on every product here.
Yep.
I use your skincare line a lot.
Thank you.
You're
so
the best.
Much. I'm like obsessed with her and her products. I have been using the Ferulic for about 9 months now, and so I love it.
I literally am obsessed with her. Like, I'm going to book an appointment. I'm going to book Stuber an appointment. I'm going to book Mike an appointment. I'm going to book everyone I know an appointment.
Mike could really use one. Mike, sorry, Mike, don't listen.
You're just going to go with me. We're going to pretend we're going to like, we're going to a cocktail.
Yeah, we're
just
going
a different
to
kind of have a cocktail.
And we're going to put some.
Can you imagine?
They sweet. Wake up side by side in bed in her office. Just kidding. JK,
gonna,
JK, JK.
It's going to be the best cocktail you've ever had. Okay, you guys.
All right, guys. We're leaving you.
We're leaving you,
we'll but we're going to come back week. Looking better after we've seen her.
We'll be back. By the way, by the time we come back next week, we'll already have seen her.
Exactly.
Okay. Good night.
All right.
Goodbye.
Good night. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Amisha Gormley. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.